This is Up to Date on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. Saturday night was a record-setting night. The coldest game in Major League Soccer history, the highest attendance at Kansas City Sporting Park so far, more than 21,000 people, and for the first time as Sporting KC, the team will play for the MLS Cup, the championship of the sport. They'll host that game in a couple of weeks on December 7th. Joining us to talk about Saturday's victory and what's next for the team is KCUR sports reporter Greg Eklund. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
And also joining us is photographer Zachary Cobb. He's a member of Kansas City Cauldron, that very vocal fan club you see at one end of the stadium. Zachary Cobb, welcome to you.
Good morning.
So, Greg, big game, huh?
Yes, very big game. A lot on the line and some ghosts to be exercised. So to speak, because Houston had provided plenty of heartbreak the last two seasons, having eliminated Sporting Kansas City from the playoffs in each of the last 2 years. So when the matchup, you kind of had the idea it was going to come down to this. When Houston upset New York, New York would have had the home field advantage had New York survived in the playoffs, but Houston goes to New York, knocks off New York, and then it comes down to this match again between Kansas City and Houston.
But beating Houston, of course, makes the victory all the sweeter, right?
Sure it does.
Zachary Cobb, you've been a fan of Sporting KC for how long?
It's been a while now, probably about 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years. Have you always been in the Cauldron?
I haven't. The Cauldron is kind of a recent thing for me, especially with the advent of Sporting Park. It's something I kind of jumped into and got really involved with, and I've really enjoyed it. I've met a lot of great people and seen some great games, and I'm very appreciative for the community.
Well, I want to talk more about what happens down there, because I've only witnessed it from afar. I'm a little scared to get too close. But Greg Eklund, put this in context for us. I mean, does this event, maybe more than even previous successful seasons, really establish Sporting KC as part of the big league constellation of teams in Kansas City?
Well, sure. It had been building up to this for some time, because this is a team that has been laying a foundation with a new stadium and with a good core of young players. Yes, they have a smattering of international players in and out for the last few years, but when you build with a local core of the types of Seth Sinovic and Matt Beisler, who are from Kansas City, along with some other young developing players, you're developing a solid group. And with the league continuing to expand, it may not be, not that it's easy now, but it may be more difficult down the road with more teams in the league to get to this point of the season.
A lot of us don't know as much about soccer and professional soccer as we do about some of the other sports. How much development goes into putting together a team? Is it like baseball with its farm clubs that you sort of know players are in the organization and eventually they're going to work their way to the top, but they're going to be with you for a number of years? Or is it more hit or miss than that?
Well, this organization has put a lot of emphasis on development. You might have heard about this 16-year-old that was signed strictly as a developmental player a few months ago. So it's somebody that they want to nurture from the homegrown area, and there are a lot of good soccer players around here, and it's up to the organization then to find those who they would project as potentially distinguishable.
I know yes. What you mean, Greg. That's all
on
right.
The local level to one day being a good player in the MLS.
One of the articles I read about Saturday night's game was that it was hard to talk out there because it was so cold. So you're just.
But it's a little warmer in here. I should be able to handle that better.
So Zach Cobb, tell us what it was like out there on Saturday night. Some of us watched it on TV. Some of us just read about it afterward. What was the atmosphere?
I would say first thing that comes to mind is cold. Like you said, coldest game in the history of the league, but our fans still came out. I mean, we're talking about 21,600 people in a stadium that has 18,500 seats. It's just incredible. And it was just a really good feeling to get over that hump of Houston. You know, they've kind of been our boogeyman, as was mentioned before. And it just, it felt really good. I think the players were just ready. I think the fans were ready. I think in past years, you know, a few years ago they knocked us out. I think we all kind of felt happy to be there. And everybody felt like the postseason was kind of new. Last year, I think we had some some tough bounces that doomed us. And this year, I think everybody was prepared, and they went out and beat a very good and organized and experienced Houston team, and it was well-deserved.
What actually happens in the cauldron exactly? What's going on down there?
What doesn't happen in the cauldron?
What that you can share on the radio, I should say.
It's a really kind of unique and great community. It's just, there's passionate fans in Kansas City sports. It's not just a soccer thing. But what we've tried to do as an independent supporters group is organize all this passion and help facilitate it and kind of put it in one place so that, kind of the rowdies can all kind of be together and do their thing and, kind of cheer the boys to victory. And, we have some philanthropic interest. That's lots of fun. But really just, having a good time and going out to the games and just watching our team win. And, we hope we can help out.
Zach, can I ask you, do you ever dress like a Roman emperor or anything like that?
I dress up as a sporting fan. We do have we have a few characters in our group, and people like to have fun with it. And I think that's one of the nice things. These are just blue collar people. Everybody works so hard, and there's so many demands on people's normal lives that when they can go out to Sporting Park with friends and watch a team that we love, and that kind of loves us back, in an organization that takes good care of us. It's just it's one big happy family at the end of the day.
Well, and it strikes me that that phenomenon is actually pretty unique, even among other major sports. You called it an independent supporters group, but there's sort of a special relationship with the team, right? The team management is aware of you all, and there are some accommodations, right?
Absolutely, we're very lucky. You see it a lot of times around the league. There's kind of a love-hate contentious relationship between a team and supporters group because they're not always after the same thing. But I think we're all after the same thing. We all want to make Sporting Park the greatest stadium in the league. We all want this team to win. We all love the game. We love Kansas City. And so we've chosen to kind of work with our ownership group, and that relationship has been very good both ways. I think it's worked out for everybody involved because they get it more than other ownership groups do.
I've heard players and coaches, Greg, say that actually the fans, and particularly some of the super fans of the Cauldron, are actually an important part of the game.
Well, I would imagine, and I'd like to pose another question to Zach, because you have basically the opposing team's goaltender on your end for only one half of the game. So that almost is a spoiler where you can't have an effect on that opposing team goalkeeper for the entire game, since they switch sides for the second half.
Soccer is pretty interesting. It's not like football where there's downs and set breaks, or baseball where there's set pitches and there's a break. It's always going and it's always dynamic. So for a player to run as far as they do for 90 minutes, and these guys, what they do for 90 minutes is just incredible. It defies logic or anything. The fact that they keep up their intensity, I think what we try to do is keep up the energy, and the whole time whenever they're feeling like they're down or things aren't going that well, you have 20,000 people behind you right now. Keep going that extra step. You can get that goal. If they're down, like they went down in the playoffs in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't take long for them to score, did
right.
it? Yeah.
Third minute of the game, I think.
Houston got an early goal, and every person at that stadium was completely unfazed. Said, we have this, we'll take care of this. It's just kind of like having some support in a game that's hard to play.
And you guys stand for the entire game, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Nobody sits in the cauldron.
Greg Eklund, let's take a quick look forward to what happens on December 7th. What does the Sporting KC have to look forward to?
The match is against Real Salt Lake. Salt Lake is an experienced team that has been in the championship before. Sporting Kansas City has not been in the championship game since 2004.
Since it was the Wizards.
Since they were the Wizards, and the Wizards last won an MLS championship in 2000. So there's a lot on the line for bringing a championship back to Kansas City.
Who will be favored in that game? What are the keys to winning for Sporting?
Well, in the match earlier this year, they played in the middle of the summer in July, and that was in Salt Lake. So this one's at home now, but away, Sporting Kansas City was victorious in that one. So I would think that would bode well for their chances to have it on their turf this time around.
And how will you and the others in the Cauldron and Zach prepare for the big championship game?
Well, it feels so far away. It's going to be 2 weeks away. MLS Cup is on December 7th. I think we're just all going to, you know, really do what we do every time, just bring a bunch of energy and try and sit back and just really enjoy it. RSL is a really good, experienced team. It's going to be a good match. You know, it's neat seeing two teams that kind of have that flyover country chip on their shoulder going against each other. So, hey, December 7th, we're all really excited. It's going to be a great match, and Sporting can win that cup.
That's Zachary Kopp. He's a photographer in real life, but on the nights when Sporting KC's playing at Sporting Park, he's in the cauldron. Greg Eklund is KCUR sports reporter. Thank you both for being with us.
My pleasure, Brian.
You can find more information about Sporting KC and about all our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Up to Date is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Brian Ellison in for Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.